Greetings. First of all, a happy new year to you. This is our first class we've had after New Year. Last week we had the Ultimate Importation Conference, which was a powerful conference. And of course, I want you to watch those archives over and over again. It's going to set the course for your year. I'm telling you right now, this will be the best year of your life. I really believe that, and I expect it. I expect it for my life. I expect it for yours. There are some dark days ahead of us. When I said of us, talking about the world system. But that doesn't mean that you have to participate in those dark days. You have, because of who you are in Christ, you have the right to overcome them dark days. Not just survive, but overcome and thrive during those dark days. I taught a message in our training center, in our training with the Word, which is our Tuesday night Bible study, about 3 weeks ago, how to dominate on the inside before dominating on the outside. And after listening at it again, I realized I said some things that I want you as a class to hear. It goes right in line with Spirit Life training. It gives some real life applications and revelations on how to get that soul lined up. So I want you to watch this. It'll be for the next couple of weeks because I think it's a 50-minute video. So we'll do 25 tonight or today whenever you're watching, and we'll do the next 25 later or the next week. But I want you to see this. It's very important. I thought it was a very powerful night we had. Just straight teaching the Word of God, impartation happening, revelation. And I hope you can learn some things, and we'll continue bringing everything together. And so by the end of this year, by the time you graduate, you will have that soul in a place to where you and God are operating as one. So I bless you tonight.
Watch this. We're trying to run the earth when really that was secondary. Running the earth was secondary. Do you want to know what he really meant? The earth. Specific. Every time the Bible is talking, is giving a historical fact or giving a historical event, God is talking about you. So when it says the earth, it means specific. All right, well, let's catch on to this. Go back to Genesis, the second chapter. Watch this. Go back to Genesis, the second chapter, the seventh verse. Watch this. Watch what he said. Genesis, the second chapter, the seventh verse. And the Lord God formed man of the what? Dust of the ground. The earth. So here it is. We are trying to use our dominion on the outside and have it started using our dominion on the inside. What I mean by dominion on the inside? You taking your will and submitting it to the will of God. Because when you take your will and submit it to the will of God, now your soul is in direct alignment with your spirit. And when your soul is in direct line alignment with your spirit, there's nothing on the outside that can stop you. Because we're made in the image of God. So now if I'm made in the image of God, watch this, if I'm made in the image of God, there ain't no sense me looking for no answers on the outside, because all of the answers are on the inside of me. Matter of fact, it ain't really me going on the outside looking for God, trying to give me an answer. It's me going on the inside because God and I are one. So that means because God and I are one, the answers are already on the inside of me. But what keep tripping me up is when my soul trying to be the suzerain. My soul is trying to make my spirit the vassal. My soul wants my spirit to pledge allegiance to, when my soul need to be pledging allegiance to my spirit. Other words, what the spirit won't do, that's what I want to do. It shouldn't be me trying to figure out what I'm going to do and trying to get the spirit to co-sign. See, if we're made, understanding how we operate, how we created. See, when you understand how you created, all of these outside circumstances gonna have to bow down to you. Why do I have to bow down to you? Because if you got dominion on the inside, then having dominion on the outside is automatic. See, he said, I'm gonna give you dominion over your over the earth. The earth meaning your flesh. Your flesh. When you have dominion, and watch this, this just not talking about moral sins. This talking about in every action of your life. When you have when you have dominion, now in order for you to have dominion over the earth, your earth, you have to have dominion over your soul. Because your soul is what your earth responds to. So when when you have control over your soul has control over your flesh. Some people are even in bad shape because their soul is the vassal to the flesh. Those people are in horrible shape when they can't control their urges, can't control their body, can't control the outside. Anybody come along can influence them to do anything. They believe anything anybody say. This is why I'm telling new converts, bring your Bible. I don't want you to just hear me. I want you to see what God is saying so that you can understand that, hey, God lives on the inside of you and God wants to talk to you. See, we are living in an age now. See, the Old Testament was a foreshadowing of how we are to operate as individuals. They operate as groups in the Old Testament. Every time you've seen a man or woman of God in the Old Testament talking directly to God, that was a foreshadowing of how we're supposed to operate. So Moses was the spirit. And the children of Israel were the soul. Do you see how many times the children of Israel bucked up against? See, David was the spirit, prototype of the spirit. The people he led was the soul. But here in the New Testament, because Jesus died on the cross, it doesn't operate like that no more. Because the fivefold ministry gift was given for it to do three things. It says in Ephesians 4 and 11 and 12, it was to mature or perfect the saints so that they could do the work of the ministry so the body of Christ can be built up. So that means that the fivefold ministry gift is not supposed to be hearing every word from God for our lives. They ought to be, they're training us. That's what the apostle's doing. That's why he keep telling you, you're a spirit. That's why he keep telling you, you're a spirit. Because he wants you to know, he wants us to know that we have a lot of communication with God as our Father. We don't have to wait on another man. In the Old Testament, they had to wait. In the Old Testament, they had to bring their sacrificial offerings to the Levites. So they get offered for them. That doesn't happen today. So now, if we're trying to operate in this day and age with Old Testament mentality, then we're going to be what's in Romans 8. Turn there, Romans 8. Because see, a lot of people take Romans 8 as being an evil connotation. But it can be just a connotation of ignorance. I just didn't know. Watch this, Romans 8. Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 6. For to be what? Carnally minded is what? Death or separation from God. To be carnally minded simply means that your soul is a suzerain and your spirit is the vassal. You done made your spirit pledge allegiance to your soul. And that leads to what? Separation from God. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's the living soul. That's the living soul. That's where it doesn't matter what I face. If I got two choices, I can face it as a soul, or I can face it as a living soul. I'd rather face my situations as a living soul. See, so be spiritually minded. To be spiritually minded, that is when you make your spirit the suzerain. Your spirit has the dominance. The Apostle Paul says it so clearly in Romans, the 12th chapter, the first verse. He says, you bring your body under subjection. In the second verse, he says, you renew your mind. You know, that's your will. So now if I mess around and don't renew my mind. See, this is why I can't nobody make you spend time with God. See, this is why it got to be something that you want to do. Now your wants all right, let's break that. Let's get this. Remember now, your soul, your mind has five parts. And your will feeds off of the other four. So it doesn't matter what you feel like doing. Your emotions. Your will can still override. See, sometimes you don't feel like reading. Come on, man. The Bible says don't lie in church. I don't know if it says that. I don't know. You don't always feel like that's Satan trying to affect the part of your soul to make you weaker in your will.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is why you have to have enough ammunition to be able to override that feeling and say, I'll tell you what I do. You know, I was changing my eating habits. I'm now doing intermittent fasting. And I'm at OMAD, one meal a day. But I just didn't jump there. I had to work my way to it. I did intermittent fasting first, which simply means I have a certain amount of time where I eat my meals and I go at least 16 hours before I eat again. All right, now I'm at OMAD, so I might eat my meal within a 4-hour time frame and don't eat again until 20 hours pass. All right. So what I would do whenever my body started hollering at me saying I was hungry, I would go look at cooking shows. No lie. Ask my wife. I sit there, I start watching cooking shows because I'm going to tell my soul what it's going to do. It's not going to tell me what I want to do. I see all that food cooking, and I'm sitting there telling my body, see that, watch that, you can't have it. You can't have it. You know what happened about the week and a half, 2 weeks? My body shut up. Because I didn't let the emotion part of my soul override my will. Now, I ain't telling you to do that. I ain't saying for you to go do that because that's not advice. I'm just telling you how I distinctly separated the parts of my soul and able to dominate inside before I ever tried to dominate outside. See, domination for me was, my goal was to get to one meal a day. But I can't dominate the outside to dominate the inside. See, some of you trying to dominate outside situations with the Word of God when you haven't let the Word of God cause you to have domination on the inside. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2 and 15, study to show yourself approved unto God. That just means accepted. You say, wait a minute. I thought I'm a son, I'm a daughter, I'm already accepted. Yes, You can be accepted in the family of God, but God don't have to accept your thought pattern. He don't have to accept your thought pattern. This is why he's telling you to renew your mind with the word of God so that you can have domination on the inside before you can ever try to conquer anything on the outside. One of the most things people misunderstand about Jesus in Mark 11 chapter is when he was moving mountains, is Jesus had domination on the inside. He was, if you notice, the reason why he was able to curse that tree, Jesus didn't curse that tree out the blue. He cursed that tree because that tree answered back. You go read the Bible and say the tree answered him. But Jesus was already in a submitted position to God. He wasn't trying to become a spirit. He is a spirit. And his spirit was suzerain. His soul was the vassal. So Jesus didn't complain because it didn't have no fruit on the tree. He realized the tree was trying to cause something to happen in his life that wasn't supposed to happen. So that because he had dominion on the inside, he was able to exert dominion on the outside. See, many of us are trying to exert dominion on the outside when we haven't exerted dominion on the inside. Your soul, see, God loves us unconditionally, but he doesn't do things unconditionally. God cannot allow us to operate in his omnipotence. He can't allow us to operate in his omnipotence with the soul being the suzerain. Your spirit got to be in control. See, what you think will happen if God, what you think will happen if you take the word of God and go tell God, okay, God, this is what we're gonna do, and God come do it. You ain't gonna listen to another thing God say. You ain't gonna hear another thing God tell you to do. God might want to go left, but you say you won't go right, and because God backed you up the last time you went right, because that's what you wanted to do, you ain't gonna listen to God no more. So God loves you. He loves us all, but he doesn't do everything. He ain't gonna do stuff unconditionally. We have to make sure that this is why apostles keep emphasizing you are a spirit, because he wants you to be more in tune to who you are in connection to God than who you are in connection to this world. Matter of fact, go with me to John, the first chapter. John, the first chapter. We almost finished. John, the first chapter. Watch this. John, the first chapter. Look at verse 12. It says, in John, the Gospel of John, not 1 John, the Gospel of John. Sometimes you forget that sometimes you have people that watching online that don't know the Bible some of us know the Bible, and so they realize they got actually four books with John, the word John on it. So the Gospel of John, that's in the four Gospels, the Gospel of John, the first chapter and the 12th verse. It says, but as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13 is the part that excites me the most. It says, watch this, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So what John is saying here, watch what he said. John is saying, when you accept Christ as your Savior, your whole lineage change. Not only does your lineage change, but the understanding of your makeup changes. You are operating under old man principles. But he wants us to realize that you are a new creature in Christ. New creature means there's a new way to operate. So in order for me to realize this new way to operate, I have to determine in my soul that my spirit is going to be the suzerain. Your spirit ain't gonna come in there and just take over. Just like the Holy Spirit ain't gonna come take you over. But you have to give the Holy Spirit, you have to yield to the Holy Spirit. So same way, you have to take your soul and make your soul yield to the Spirit. Sometimes it's a matter of being patient. Because your soul may have an answer. But what you want to know is this an answer from God? So I may have to pause and let God talk to me. Let my spirit, who's connected with God, see if this the answer or not. That's why I'm talking about in second. This is what it means. Second Corinthians. Turn there. Second Corinthians 10. Second Corinthians 10. Watch this. Second Corinthians, the 10th chapter. Second Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 5. Casting down imagination and every high thing. It didn't say just casting down, period. It said every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. So therefore, if I need to make sure that my knowledge is lined up with the knowledge of God. Because sometimes God moves so fast on us that we'll have an answer. But you better make sure it comes from God. Are you seeing this? Because your mind will sometimes like to play like it's your spirit. And see, God will slip an answer there so fast, and God, if you haven't noticed by now, God is not a very quick moving God. I mean, here it is. God waited for centuries for the right situation to let Jesus be born. The Old Testament is all the stuff God had to go through to get. So God is not worried about your speed. God is more concerned with, do you have his heart? Be not wise. Ephesians 5:17, be not wise, but understanding. That word is again, understanding. I'm standing under the will of God. I'm standing under the will of God. When I stand under the will of God, everything in my future becomes clear. Yes. Whether I can see it or not.
That's good, sir.
Because I'm standing under. That means my soul is vassal to my spirit. See, in these days, there's going to be so much misinformation, so much misdirection, so much information, period, that you're going to have to be able to go into an unseen world to verify information you receive in this world. So you can't let your soul imitate your spirit. You can't let your flesh imitate your spirit. That's why Apostle is limiting all this emotional stuff. I mean, listen, you get the right person in here, hit the right note, say it the right way, and then have you running every service. But once you tired and out of gas from running, is your soul the vassal or the suzerain? Because Satan is waiting. And Satan is happy when your soul is the suzerain. Because he can manipulate four aspects of your soul. And if he can manipulate the four aspects of your soul, the fifth one, he know he got conquered. But if my soul is vassal or submitted or pledged allegiance to my spirit, your soul, you must, what Jesus did to the Father, he said, I and the Father are one. I don't do nothing unless the Father tells me to do. I don't say nothing unless the Father tells me to say it. That's the way your soul got to be with your spirit.
Come on, that's good, sir.
Your soul got to be the same way. Because if you don't have your soul, and I'm closing, if your soul don't have your soul in that position, then Satan is doing his very best to tap dance on the other four parts. on your emotions, on your intellect, your reasoning. He'll tap dance on your memory. He'll tap dance your imagination. Just so he can get you to pull from all four of those to make a decision that caused you to be carnal. So I close with this. How? It's very simple. It's not a hard process. See, God hadn't made living for him complicated. It's very, very, very simple. Very simple. How you constantly make your soul vassal or submitted or pledge allegiance to your spirit. Very, very simple. And it's Romans 12 and 2. Romans 12 and 2. Very easy. Because Romans 12 and 2, you could turn that. Romans 12 and 2 encompasses the whole Bible. It encompasses the whole Bible. It encompasses all 66 books. It says, be not conformed to this world. When you conform into the world, simply means that your soul is the suzerain. When you conform, it says, be transformed by the again and 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 again. I'm gonna use a term that it don't seem like it's gonna go, but you're gonna catch it when I say it, until you are embalmed. Yeah. You are embalmed, yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. You are embalmed with life. Yeah. And you're dead to the world. So therefore, so now that you renew your mind, that now means that you can be exposed to whatever. When you're exposed to whatever, what's on the inside of you is going to overrule what's trying to expose you to be exposed to on the outside. See, because my heart has been protected. It's been guarded with all diligence. So because it's been guarded with all diligence, it leads me to cast down. Cast down every imagination and high thing and try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Because I'm not wise in my own, but I'm standing under the will of God. You see how renewing your mind is? It's very simple. Renew your mind. What? Renew your mind. I'm constantly feeding the Word of God. My wife and I were talking this afternoon. And we say, there ain't but 24 hours in a day. Eight of them you sleep. Eight of them you're working. Right? So now that's 8, 16, right? How many hours you got left? Eight. You got 8 hours left. You ain't age yet. You ain't age yet. So give another 3 hours to eating, maybe. So now where you at? Five. And so during them 5 hours, we either watch this, and I'm not judging, we either watching TV or have a frivolous conversation. Or we on social media. So when is my mind gonna be renewed? When is my mind gonna be renewed? God is a just God. He ain't changing for nobody. Romans 10:17, what I mean by that? Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Apostle Paul wrote that in a positive light, but that is a principle. So then faith, my ability to act, comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My courage to act, my will to make a decision, comes by hearing the word of God, or the rhema word of God, a live word from God. So, that's a principle. Whatever you hear the most, come on. That's what you're going to have the confidence to do. Yeah. So if you hearing what the world system is saying more than what you hearing what God is saying, you're going to have confidence in what the world say, and you're not going to have confidence in what God is telling you. So once again, your soul has now become the suzerain. So you see how it's simple. When I renew my mind, I renew my mind. I renew my mind. I don't give nobody or nothing a chance to renew my mind for me. How can you cast down the imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and you don't spend time with the Word of God? Because then you can't cast nothing down, because you know what the Word of, you know what God's thinking. So if you know what God's thinking, how you gonna cast it down? And that's how, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. That's how your soul can imitate your spirit. That's how your soul can imitate your spirit, is because if I don't know what God is want, what God is saying, I'm not standing under His will, then I don't know what He's saying. I don't know what He wants. And so when a high thing comes, I'm not going to even recognize it. I won't be able to recognize the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, because I'm allowing my soul to be the suzerain. So this is why apostles keep telling us, I am a spirit. He wants us to properly understand, stand under who we are, how God created us. And God created us so wonderfully that if you take the time to pause before you make major decisions and say, soul, we're going to check with the spirit. Tell your soul, we're going to check with the spirit. And just give God a chance. And you'll be surprised how many situations that you're facing become eradicated quicker than you think they'll be eradicated. Why? Because now you're dominating on the inside before you dominate on the outside.